Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Al-Qaeda leader killed.
I authorized a precision strike that would remove him once and for all.
Flood disaster.
This is going to take months and months to clean all this up.
Key vote in Kansas.
The legality of abortion is effectively on the ballot.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, a U.S. operation kills Al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri, one of the world's most wanted men. CBS's Catherine Herridge says he was a key figure in planning the 9/11 attacks.
Justice has been delivered, and this terrorist leader is no more.
President Biden approved the precision strike that killed Al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri. Two Hellfire missiles from a U.S. drone killed al-Zawahiri on the balcony of his hideout in downtown Kabul in Afghanistan.
And the mission was a success. None of his family members were hurt, and there were no civilian casualties.
The terrorist leader was tracked down earlier this year in the busy Afghan capital of Kabul, where he moved to reunite with family.
I gave the final approval to go get him.
Mr. Biden insisted the weekend strike shows the U.S. ability to target terrorists remains strong.
If you are a threat to our people, the United States will find you and take you out.
CBS News military consultant Jeff McCausland says the terror leader's death in Afghanistan suggests solid al-Qaeda links with the Taliban.
Zawahiri's death in Afghanistan underscores the widely held belief that despite the agreement signed by the Trump administration with the Taliban, that they remain closely allied with al-Qaeda.
Now to Northern California, where at least two deaths have been blamed on the massive wildfire near the Oregon border. Here's CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti.
The race to get people to safety and to locate the missing is underway in the fire zone.
There's so much loss.
Teams are searching through destroyed property to locate residents who may have died in the flames. Courtney Kreider is a spokesperson for the Siskiyou County Sheriff's Office. She says nearly two dozen people are still missing, and that number could increase.
What we're trying to do today is get a better reference of people that are either unaccounted for or, unfortunately, fatalities.
In eastern Kentucky, the death toll is at least 37 in the floods that wiped out communities. Justin Michaels of the Weather Channel is on the scene.
I gotcha.
By air and boat, the National Guard alone has rescued over 1,000 people. One of the worst flooding events in state history has killed more than three dozen. Among the victims, four children, all siblings swept away from their parents. Hundreds are still unaccounted for.
The walls was caving in, like there was water coming through the walls.
Thousands of survivors, like Sierra Jones and Samantha Tubbs, are cleaning up what the power of water left behind.
None of this seems real. The whole county, it just feels like a nightmare.
Five states are holding political primaries today. CBS's Ed O'Keefe reports from one this morning where it's a test of loyalty for some Republican candidates to former President Trump.
In Arizona's race for governor and for U.S. Senate, candidates who were backed by former President Donald Trump and deny reality about 2020 are in the lead.
I wouldn't vote for anybody that he hasn't endorsed.
Nationwide, 57% of Republicans in the new CBS News Battleground Tracker poll say they're more likely to vote for a candidate who gets an endorsement from the former president. In Arizona's GOP primary for governor, that's what's helping Carrie Lake, a former TV news anchor. She's a one-time Barack Obama supporter who's become a leading election skeptic. Still, she thinks she can win in November.
And I think our policies appeal to independents, Democrats, and Republicans.
But in a general election, our new poll finds a Trump endorsement makes registered voters overall less likely to vote for a candidate. And that's what worries Lake's primary opponent, Karen Taylor Robeson.
I don't believe Carrie Lake can get elected in November. She has fashioned herself as such an extremist.
CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns is in Kansas, the first state to have abortion rights on the ballot since the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade in June.
Hi, how are you?
Knocking on doors and rallying voters in 90-degree heat. Activists on both sides of one of the most divisive issues in the country are making sure voters know that access to abortion is literally on the ballot. It's easy to find very different points of view.
Ideally, of course, I think we would all love a total ban. We do live in a realistic world, so even if we could get restrictions, we would be very thankful and happy for that.
For Lori Mosqueda, the issue is personal.
When I was 15 years old, I accepted a ride home from work from a coworker. He took me down to the river and left me there. I screamed no, and I wasn't heard then. But I'm going to vote no, and people are going to listen. I am a Christian woman. I want every woman to have that choice.
Voting no will keep abortion rights in place. Voting yes will overturn them and allow the state legislature, which is controlled by Republicans, to act.
But as a lawmaker, do you want to see a ban?
Well, my personal opinion, I think we need more restrictions.
Rebecca Tong is the co-executive director of a Wichita abortion clinic, which has seen an influx in calls from patients states away.
It's like hundreds of phone calls.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi visited Malaysia today. One of her next stops in Asia could reportedly be Taiwan. Local media there say her arrival could be just hours away. China considers the sovereign island to be part of its territory. Beijing warned today the U.S. will, quote, pay a price if Pelosi goes to Taiwan. In Washington, it's the longest prison term to date for someone convicted of charges in the Capitol attack. And CBS's Scott McFarland says it's been given to Guy Reffitt, a Texan who had a handgun and wore body armor that day.
The sentence from the judge here at federal court was 7 years, 3 months. Prosecutors had sought 15 years, but outside court, Reffitt's daughter disagreed with the sentence and says if her father is to serve 7 years, in her words, Donald Trump should serve life.
States of emergency have now been declared in Illinois and California because of the monkeypox outbreak. Dr. Michael Daigneau has seen patients at his Burbank Hospital ER.
I'm glad we have a state of emergency because the issue has always been how quickly we can get the resources, testing, vaccines, treatment.
The White House is set to name a new national monkeypox coordinator to manage vaccines, contact tracing, and prevention.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Beyoncé's new album has won wide praise, but something about it is up for change.
Beyoncé confirms she's removing a lyric from a track on her new album, Renaissance. She used the word spaz in the song Heated and got backlash from disability charities and activists who called the word ableist and offensive. The word has been used to refer to people with disabilities like cerebral palsy in a derogatory way. In a statement, Bey apologized and says she didn't mean to use it in a harmful way. Where my girls, Back in June, Lizzo had to re-release her song Girls over similar fallout. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
An airline passenger has been fined $2,000 after three undeclared McDonald's breakfast sandwiches were found in luggage by a security dog in Australia. The flight was from Indonesia. Food transport rules were toughened after a disease outbreak there. That's the Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. And we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.